Hello, travelers. Guys, this one is a special one. This is a celebration episode. It's a special entry in the archives. Today, we are celebrating 3,000 followers on LinkedIn. That's how I would do it. I would jam that button. We'll get there. It's coming. But yeah, man, I think it's such a momentous occasion. It shows that we're growing. It shows that this thing is helping. And in the world of aspiring CAs, we are making our mark on the map. So thank you so much, guys. It's going to be a lovely one. To celebrate, we're going to have a little bit of a Q&A session. Specifically, only one question, though. I think there's one question that is worth noting, that is worth answering, which I think is so valuable. From Donato Lorenzo. But yeah, there's one question that we're going to get into and delve into, which I think is going to be really valuable. So without further ado, the question. So Donato, he asked what the difference between second-year content and third-year content is, because the jump is, it's infamous. It's an infamous jump, the one from third year, from second year to third year. I want to zoom out for you, Donato. I think it's more than just the content. There's more to it. It's a very much a holistic transition. It's a huge next step apart from even just the content. There's a lot you're going to have to deal with. That's the nature of the road. Like, it's usually everything other than the course that makes things tough. But I think I'm going to speak to everything that you will encounter in terms of challenges. I want to caveat everything as well, though, that this is different per varsity, but I made sure that in order to counteract this risk of maybe speaking to only one experience, my experience, or someone else from a specific varsity, I've chatted to a lot of people, many people from all over the country. So this is your third year transition from many different perspectives. So third year, it is going to be the first of many new things. Just like how there was a jump from high school to university in general, third year is another new level, even from first year to second year. But I think it's characterized by, one, the first year where multiple CA programs open up. And depending on your varsity, you're also starting to get marketing, direct marketing from, you know, even the lectures for these programs. So now it starts to become a little bit more real that, like, okay, we are on this CA road, we're on this journey, and we need to sign up for articles. It just starts to enter your world. I think in first year, second year, you might go to a career fair, but you might even go to an event that was some marketing event, which was big, held by some firm or some CA program. But it's not like they're really looking for first years or second years. In third year, they're looking for you because you're about to get your degree. Things are just becoming a lot more real, even on the firm side. Third year is the first year that you start to use your legislation. Legislation wasn't really a thing in first year. Not really in second year. It was the first year and second year where you had to get your IFRA standard, but you didn't use it. All those things were ornamental. They were just pretty much decorations. It's like, these guys, you want me to have this legislation that I can't even read? But in third year, you actually need it. So that's the first year that you use legislation. It's the first year of integration. Now, you're going to be taking the things you learn from other modules and you're going to be applying them into other modules. So for an example, there's this, you know, cute, fun little thing called deferred tax that you do in accounting. Yeah. I know, you're like, what? Tax? Accounting? I thought there were two modules. Yeah, I thought two. And then they come and now they're like, you're going to be doing Section 24J this in a valuation, in a cost of capital question. And now you're going to be seeing these things bleed into each other a little bit. Auditing, big on that. It's going to be a lot more, do you know your accounting standard? Do you know the FinEC or the financial reporting side? And therefore, can you audit this thing? Which is it's the nature of the reality of stuff. So it's the first year that you start to see that. The work gets harder. So now, even apart from firsts, there are these things that incrementally change. The work gets a little bit harder, a little bit more technical. Big one, here's the biggest one. This one is probably the most common problem that I got from. It's literally, this is something that's absolute. The volume is going to ramp up significantly. There will be more content at a faster speed than you've ever experienced in your entire life, but at a level that is it's considerably different to a first year or even a second year. The first year to second year, the volume jump wasn't as significant. Third year is the first year where it gets higher. So it's actually the first year that you can't rely on memorization for the most part. I think you can cut corners and cheat a little bit here and there. CTA gets even crazier from what I've heard in terms of the volume. Volume, I think, is probably the main thing in CTA. But third year is the first time that you now can't memorize things. Now you have to sort of understand, at least memorize the framework and then be able to process things through the framework, because questions are going to be just so different that, and they're asked in such different ways that you need to transcend the memorization thing. You need to remember stuff. So volume is a lot higher. And then for some, it's the first year where failure enters this whole journey. For some people, it hits in second year, maybe even first, but generally, second year is a year that lots of people fail and then get serious about things. But third year might, for some, be the first year that you don't pass a test. It may be the first year that you don't get a specific mark. You used to consider yourself a quote-unquote 60s student, you know, and you had to downgrade from high school, and now you're a 60s student, your average. Maybe even in third year, now you're a 50s student. Or maybe you were 70s and now you're 60s or vice versa. You know, like, there's levels to it. But you start to deal with some of these softer things for the first time. It's the hardest stuff. I don't know why we call them soft things, but, you know, imposter syndrome. You know, you start to feel the self-doubt. You start to deal with motivation issues, resilience issues, and, you know, that fragility. You need to start learning a few of these softer qualities. So in terms of how, Donato, you can manage these new things, there's a few things that I think you want to just pay attention to as you go along. The programs are amazing. So literally, guys, we're the number one CA in the world, and it's for good reason. A lot of our accounting programs are robust. And so you're going to learn these things as you go through the process. But as a little bit of pre-reading and some words of advice, I guess. The first one is, in terms of the solution or the getting ready, quantity does not trump quality. Before, when you were studying, you might have, you know, some of us might have studied hard, right? You put hours into something. Hours, more hours in, more outcome out. It was pretty much a pretty clear equation. Like, you do more maths questions, you put more hours in this thing, you get out a specific outcome. When you get to third year, it starts to change a little bit, because it's not that simple. Nothing in life, I don't think, is really that simple. Now it becomes quantity over quality. right? But I think even more than that, it's actually also about velocity. The volume is going to become so much more to the point that although it is about the quality of your study, not just the quantity of the study, so it's about your study methods, not just your study time, it's also about making sure that you are efficient with the time that you have. So part of it is making sure that it's quality hours, that you study well. But another part of it is actually just speed. I think what's a big red pill for me that I'm learning is finance people understand how important it is to be fast. There's a reason why we have to do it, write a test, you know, under 2 marks per minute. There's an actual reason. And that's because business is very fast. Numbers need to be delivered. Decisions need to be made. That's the nature of business. And so we need to be fast. The volume has to be met with this velocity, with this speed. Otherwise, you won't get through everything. I think the main thing is that you get through everything. That's one big sort of lesson that I learned, like, because the problem is if you don't go through literally every single thing that you didn't go through, that thing that you were like, oh, as long as they don't put that, they're going to make that 20% of the test. And that's going to be the reason you fail. So you have to get through everything, meaning you're just going to have to get through it fast. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have to get through it rushed. That's not necessarily it. That's why you also still need to worry about quality. But the hierarchy really does, in my opinion, go from the bottom up. It goes quantity up to quality up to velocity. Now it's about just making sure it gets done. You need to make sure it's done. That is the main thing. And so you have to get through all of it. In terms of how to do that, how to make sure you're faster, I would say time everything. Time stuff. Before second year, or rather before third year, I would practice questions without the time. I barely practice any questions, but the 1 or 2 questions that I even did, I wouldn't do them under time pressure. That must change in third year. Now, because it's 2 marks per minute, if it's the first time you're doing the topic, they actually, although I've heard from some of my, you know, lecturers and people, they say, you know, you should just not do the first attempt under time. I actually don't think you should do that. I think you should do even the first attempt under time, because time is the one thing. Speed is the one thing that you also need to be training at every level. You need to be training the level of how fast you learn. So time, the amount of time you're doing the question. This way you can also understand how quickly you do things as well. You'll get a better feel for, okay, even time reading through the notes before you go to class. If your pre-reading is 30 pages, now you can sort of understand how long it takes for you to get through 30 pages of reading. Time it, boom, put a stop clock, put the 30 minutes and see if you get through it in the time. Try to get through it in that time. And you don't have to understand everything the moment that you read that thing. Just get it done so that you've started the process of finishing things, because that's actually the main objective here. So basically, big takeaway is it's not about quantity, it's about quality. But it's also not about just quality, it's also about velocity. So get things done quickly within the time. Time yourself. That's a huge one that'll help you with a lot of things. I think in terms of integration, you're going to learn how to do that more when you just get through the questions quicker and you read through things quicker and you start to just have everything there. In terms of the volume of the work, you'll get through the work. Staying up to date that's a prerequisite if you want to do well. And even in terms of how hard the work is, I think as long as you fix those study methods, you'll be able to churn out good work as well. So in terms of how to deal with quantity, I think just allocate time well, calendarize things. The way you deal with the quality issue, your study methods. I think it was, I forgot the number episode, but if you go back to Tato's episode, there's this thing called the learning pyramid that he shared. It was a phenomenal study strategy that'll make sure that your study sessions are quality. And then in terms of velocity, just make sure you time yourself more. What gets measured gets improved. And so I think if you just start measuring the time you take on things, time on task, you'll do well. So Donato, I'm rooting for you, man. I hope you do well. You're going to smash third year. You're going to smash it, man. Short one today, guys, but I hope you enjoyed. Please let me know if there's any other questions that you have, man. Just DM me on LinkedIn, linked in the show notes. But hope you guys are having a lovely December, an amazing, blessed holiday. And I also hope that it does not end, but that it begins in CASA. Have a lovely one, guys.